Hello?
Yeah, Mr.
Yeah.
Can you hear me, sir?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right. Did you tell them? What did he ask you?
Well, they said that they couldn't put the money back into the account because the bank started dealing crypto.
All right. So it is complete? Is it complete? If it will be complete, it will be coming back to you, sir. It will be reflecting back to you. Don't worry. Because those hackers use that, right? So we have processed for the refund, and those CoinSpot people, what they did, they have hold your refund. So what did they ask you?
Oh, not very much. He was talking most of the time and just saying that, you know, they don't deal in crypto, and she just said to contact the bank and make sure that the account was secure and see if they can see what's going on with their security. I don't know, she said $955, which was the original amount, and you only told me $942, so they must have it there.
Okay.
They must have the details there, so she's going to pass it on to somebody else.
Okay. And what did they say? Did he say that the transaction will be get complete?
Well, no, well, she didn't say that. She just said that she'd pass it on to somebody else.
Okay, and what did the somebody... Yeah, and did you talk to somebody else?
No.
Okay. Now, don't worry about anything, sir. Press the home button.
Yeah.
Go back to the Google.
Login.
Yeah, login.
Yep.
Okay. Now tap on the three line.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. Go to wallets. Tap on BTC. Click on transactions.
Yep.
Yeah, click on that send. Can you see this is showing processing? There should be showing complete. So you need to tell them, I need to complete this order. Click on send.
Yeah, I'm just trying to find it. Oh, yeah.
Can you see it showing processing on the send? This should be, where it is showing processing, it should be complete, right?
Hang on.
Did she tell you, like, well, you will be getting again a call back or anything like that?
Well, she didn't really say I'd be getting a call back, but that was what I took from the conversation.
Yep.
Yeah, it's come up, now, the date. So
yep.
Coin, yeah.
And did you tell him about the transaction, like I want to withdraw this payment? What did he said?
Oh, well, she said it was going straight into your bank account. Was it going into your bank account? And I said,
yes.
And she said, well, the banks won't accept Bitcoin. And I said, no, well, it's going to be Australian dollars.
Yes. And what else... She said, did they say that the transaction will be get completed?
No, she didn't say that. She said she'd have to pass it on to somebody else.
So they are not allowing you to complete this transaction. Wait, we will be again requesting them to call you back. Tap on your screen. First we are, okay, now you can you see buy, sell Bitcoin? You can see the X on the top. Click on that X.
Yep.
Okay, now remove that CoinSpot Australia on the Google. Remove that. Delete everything.
Yep.
Now, can you see Apple gift card? Click on that Apple gift card option. Go down. Go down. Okay, go down. Okay, you can see Apple All Entertainment. Apple All Entertainment. Yes, Apple All. Yeah, click on that.
Yeah.
Right. Now tap on the three line on the top. Okay, click on all gift cards. This is the cancellation procedure of the gift card. Click on all gift cards. Now, click on wish gift card. Perfect.
Yes.
Now you are canceling the gift card which was been tried to ordered by those hackers behind you. Scroll down. All right. Go down. Yeah, can you see the amount? Make it 500. Select on 500.
Where is it?
On the bottom. Somewhere on the bottom.
Value.
Oh, yeah. You need to make it 500. You can see it's tick on 100. You need to tick on 500. Tap on 500. You can see select amount. It's $25, $100, and then it's 500.
Yeah, I can't tap on it. It's not doing anything.
No, on the top. Oh. Just above that. Can you see $25? Tick on $25.
Yeah.
Yes, 500. Now click on add to cart on the green. Because, no sir, make it one. And do you, apart from your, you got a debit card and a credit card, right?
Yeah.
Make it one.
Hang on.
Go up. Yeah. Tap on the minus sign. Yes. Click on add to cart.
Where's the add to cart?
Bottom down. The green. On the bottom, add to cart. Perfect. Click on view shopping cart. Click on the green. The whole green, click on that. Now, come down, scroll down. Yeah. Go down. Come down. Click on checkout, the green, checkout.
Well, hang on, didn't that triangle bore you?
No, sir. This money will be refunded back into your debit card because those people try to order it for their self. So we will be sending this gift card cancellation detail at your email address, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Can you see the email address? The details is asking you to fill up the information. Because for the cancellation, the details are required. Because you haven't ordered this gift card, right, from your end?
Yeah, but if I put in my email address...
So, sir, those hackers who are trying to order this gift card, they will be not getting those gift card email. You will be getting the email, and you will be canceling it. If they will be getting those email, they will be able to withdraw the money from those gift card, which has been purchased.
So
that's the reason. So the gift card details, put your details. So the gift card details will be sent it to you. Those hackers will not receiving any of those details of the gift card which has been ordered. And once you receive the order, you will be getting a confirmation email with the gift card information there. After com, you have put a dot. Remove that dot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Scroll down. Yeah. Confirm your email.
that's why I've got to do it again.
Yeah, retype it. You are confirming. Just asking you for the confirmation because this is the final cancellation. And once I will help you to again get a call back from those coin spots so that your transaction that was been attempted by those heifers, you can get back that money, right? The money that you can get back, the payment will be get stuck because it is showing pending. So you need to tell them to complete this transaction. Just tell them I want in anyhow it's urgency. I want to complete it right now. Anyhow, you need to shout on them and don't let them to tell you anything else. Just tell them I want to do this today.
Yeah.
All right. Now enter the phone number bottom down there.
I'm with that.
Put your number, your mobile number.
What's the +61? That's
61. That's Australian prefix 61. You need to type your number without zero. Type your number 438.
Right. 1 2 2 6.
4 2 and 6. Come down. Scroll down. Yeah. Put your details there.
And that's got to be the same as my license, doesn't it?
Yeah, right. And tomorrow, what are you going to do, sir? Are you will be free tomorrow?
Yeah.
What the time? Like, you have some work at morning, like your daily routines?
No, I'm retired.
You are retired. Okay, not an issue, sir. So, tomorrow morning we will try to ring you up. Not early morning, but after 11 or 12. Okay?
No problem. I'm up at 7 o'clock.
Okay, wait. Once you do all that, do let me know. And apart from the ANZ bank, you don't use any other bank cards, right, sir?
No.
You can select it from the bottom. You can see the option Strut Highway, Mildura, Victoria, Australia.
No.
You can click on that.
Yep.
Okay, now go down. Everything has been come up there.
Yep.
Go down. Yeah, click on that. I have read agreed terms and condition. Click on that. The checkbox. Go down. Stream down. Click on proceed to payment. This $500 will be transferred back to you for the order. Those people which have made purchase. Now select your credit or debit card option there. Come down. On which card you want the refund? On your debit card, because your credit card has been already tried to get by those hackers, right, sir?
Yeah.
Under your debit card, the funds will be get refund back, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Now put the details. Don't read out or don't share. Just put the details there.
Well, this is a bit. It's not that I don't trust you, but it just seems a bit fishy to me.
I understand, sir. You will be see. All right. Once you put the details, do let me know. Once you complete filling up the details, let me know, sir, okay?
Yes. Yeah. Yep, right.
All right. Now, can you see? Wait. Wait, don't do anything. Wait.
Yes.
Wait, sir. Don't do anything.
Yes.
Now, are you receiving any notification on your screen? Click on Start Now.
Yeah.
Click on that. It will be transferred in your this card. Tap on that the green box, and you will be getting a cancellation message. Click on continue. Click on save card.
Mm-hmm.
Click on next. Next. Click on next. Click on close. Click on close. Okay, go to your email. Try to refresh your email. Yeah, can you see the CoinSpot onboarding? Click on that email, the 737, the third one from the top.
The ones just come up, or worse, gift cards?
No, the third one, from the first, second, and the third, CoinSpot.
Yeah.
Click on that.
Yeah.
Come down, scroll down.
Yeah.
Okay, tap on the back arrow on the top. Click on the top, the first message from the top now, Woolworth gift card.
The top one?
Yeah, the first one.
The top one.
Yeah, the eight, yes. Come down. Click on view details. Can you see this is the gift card? This is the gift card. Those hackers required this details, this information, and this numbers. So we are just canceling it for you. Now you can see you have received this gift card for the cancellation. Come down. Scroll down. Wait. Go down. More up. Wait. Wait. Be on the same screen. Wait. Go up, little bit up. No, go down, little bit down. Yep. Okay, not an issue, sir. Wait. Scroll down little bit, slowly. No, not up, down. Wait. No, go up. Go up. Again, go up. Slowly. No. Go down. Wait. Okay, all right. Not an issue, sir. Wait. Okay. Now, you can tap on the back arrow. again tap on the back arrow. Again tap on the back arrow.
There isn't one.
All right. Now you need to, from the top, you need to delete the three messages from the top. The first, second, and the third. Delete them.
What's that?
Because, sir, this message should be to those hackers. So you have already received the gift card. So there is no more use of this. Yeah, delete all of them three. Yeah, delete them. Perfect. Now. Okay. Now tap on the back button.
There is one. Oh, there on the bottom.
Yeah, the back button. Okay, again go back to the Google. Okay, now again click on that Apple Entertainment All Gift Cards. Now again tap on the three line on the top.
All Gift Cards?
Yep. Again, select that list. Come down. Make it four, where you can see one, make it four. Click on the plus sign. For this time, we are canceling four gift cards.
Yeah.
And make it 500.
Yeah.
Okay, so go down. Add to cart. Again, click on the view shopping cart. Okay, come down. Go down, scream down, again down, yeah, click on checkout, yeah, again you need to fill up the details. It will be already coming up there, sir. You need to just tap on them, tap on your email address, you can find your email address will be already there.
No, it's not.
Okay, you need to put it there.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, check your email. Check.
Yeah, it's bloody wrong. I'm getting really upset now. Yeah.
Okay, come down.
Do it again.
Yes.
and phone number.
डिलीट करा दिया है ईमेल, ईमेल डिलीट करा दिया है तीनों. हाँ ना,
प्लीज. That's right, 1 2 3 2 3 6.
Next. Tap on next.
What says my phone number's wrong, but it's right.
No, sir, tap on next. It will be taking it, showing you like that, but it will be taking it. Tap on next. Yeah, put the details.
Where's next?
Go up, put your details on the top. Yeah, go down, scroll down. Go down, more down, little bit down. More down, yeah, you need to put the details there. Can you see? Your first name, your last name. Maldua Street Highway. Yeah, go down. Go down. Tick on that. I have read and agreed terms and conditions. Tick on proceed to payment. Wait. Again, select credit or debit card. All right, come down. Enter the details.
How many times have we got to do this?
This is the last time, sir. This is the final cancellation. And you can see it's showing you, sorry, transaction code failed. And it will be complete. Yeah, you can select it is already there. You can see a Visa 7080. Tap on that. Click on that. Perfect. Now just enter the three numbers on the back of your card. The CVC number. Click on confirm. Okay, now click on pay AUD 2000, the green bottom down there.
What's the $2,000?
You are cancelling the 4 more gift cards, sir, because those people, they try to order total 5 gift cards. So one you have already cancelled it, and this is the 4 that you are cancelling again.
Okay.
Now you need to, you will be getting a code on your mobile phone. Wait. On your messages. This is the cancellation. You have received the code. Go to your messages. Press the home button. Open the message, yeah. Can you see the number there, the code? 901744. This is the code you have received, right?
1744. Yes.
Yeah. Tap on the 3 line on the bottom down. Click on that Google page. Click on enter your secure code. Click on that. Enter your secure code. Click on that.
Yeah.
Okay. Now type there 901744. 744. Now tap on verify.
Yes.
Perfect. Now come down. Go up, go up, up, scroll up. Go up, more up. Yeah, can you see something went wrong?
Yeah.
Now this is not the final cancellation. Now that you can tap on the 3 line on the bottom and close everything. Close all. Click on close all. Perfect. Now go to your email again. Check your email. You have received a new email. Yeah. Tap on that CoinSport support. Click on that. Scroll, go down. Okay, click on create a password. Tap on the back arrow. Tap on the back arrow on the top. Yeah, click on that. The right now which you have received. Account close.
The top one?
Yeah.
Account closure.
Yeah, come down. Okay. Tap on the back arrow. Tap on the back arrow again.
There is no back arrow.
On the bottom. Now, try to log into your ANZ application. Log out. Log out from here. Wait. Just log out. Securely log out. Close it down. Log out. Okay. Now again go back to the Google. Go back to the Google. Okay, type there CoinSpot. CoinSpot Australia. Click on login. Okay. Okay, now tap on the back arrow.
There isn't one, there's only a cross, nothing's come up, it's not loading.
Click on the bottom down there somewhere. Tap on the three line and close all. Tap on the three line and close all. Close all. Okay. Now, can you see the Zip application on your phone? Open up your Zip. Yeah, open up that. And sir, tomorrow morning we will be calling you up to check whether the funds are get refunded back to you or not, okay?
Well, it said that the account's been closed.
Yeah, yeah. So the CoinSpot account, those people which created, we have canceled each and everything. So the money will be reflecting back into your normal account, your debit card account, okay?
Oh, bloody okay.
All right. So tomorrow morning, wait for the call. We will be calling you up morning around 9 to 10, okay?
Yes.
All right. Now what you need to do is just hold the line, okay?
Okay.
Are you there?
Yeah.
All right, tap on your screen.
Yeah.
All right, open up Zip. Yeah, click on sign up. Click on sign up.
Yeah.
All right, click on sign up now. Enter your mobile phone number with 0 0 4 3 6.
Yeah.
Click on send code. Wait, you will be receiving a message, a new message. Yeah, go to your messages. Yeah, 471116, 471116.
Yeah.
Tap, yeah, 471116. Click on let's go. Put your date of birth. Click on continue. Okay, again click on, can you see email address? Tap on that,
yeah.
Email address. Click on that.
Yeah, it doesn't do anything. Didn't do anything before.
Okay, tap on that email address, Mr. God J. Click on that.
Yeah, I have. It doesn't do anything.
It's not letting you. Click on continue.
No. Oh, well, I can continue.
click on that.
What, continue?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, tap on that checkbox. I confirm. अगर इससे भी छोड़ रहा उसने देखा नहीं मारा चटाक से छोड़ दिया क्लिक ऑन कंटिन्यू
कंटिन्यू
क्लिक ऑन कंटिन्यू क्लिक ऑन कनेक्ट टू बैंक Okay, now search for your bank. Click on that ANZ. Below that it comes up ANZ automatically. Click on that. Yeah. Now come down. You can see it's asking you to put any details over there. Can you see that?
Sorry, what?
Press the back. Press the back button at the bottom. Now do you see customer registration number? Do you have the number?
No.
Your customer ID. Do you have that?
Yeah, well, I do, but...
Put that ID number over there.
Yeah, well, this is getting a bit... I'm giving you too many details. I'm starting to worry about this now.
Well, sir, we are just... you are confirming your account, in which account you'll be receiving the money. That's it.
Oh.
And don't read out any of the information or don't share with us, okay?
All right. Yeah, I put the CRN in there, but I wouldn't have a clue what the password is. Hello?
Yeah, do you don't know your password?
No, wouldn't have a clue.
And you haven't noted down somewhere else, right?
No, that's about right. It was about 20 years ago, more than that when I did it.
Okay, wait. Well?
Yeah.
All right. Now, sir, for today, till tomorrow, don't try to access your account online. We will be giving you a call back at the early morning to check the status. All right?
Well, it's not, I can't use my account because there's nothing in it.
Yeah, that's the reason I'm asking you don't to log in until the refund, the funds get back to you. Don't log in. Try to log in. Okay? Now, you can tap on the 3 line and you can close everything. Okay. Until we call you up, all right, wait for our call to check you the update because your CoinSpot account which those hackers created, we have canceled up that and the funds might be get refund back. It will be showing up on your account. So wait for today and tomorrow morning we will be giving you a call back. Okay, sir?
Yeah, okay.
All right. Have a nice day. Lovely talking to you, sir.
And no worries.
You live alone, right, sir? Like, is there anyone like your son or like your family, any of your partner?
Not at the moment.
Okay, you live alone, right?
Yeah.
Okay, not an issue, sir. Wait for the call till tomorrow. We will be giving you a call back. We will try to ring you up early in the morning, if possible, okay?
Yeah, we'll make it early in the morning.
All right. You will be free, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so wait for the call. Just wait for the call. Don't do anything. All right?
No.
All right.
Okay.